Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? This is John the Fantasy Horseman. It's about Friday evening, a little after 6 o'clock as of recording this. Just going to do a little quick Friday recap of the game last night. I only watched a little bit of the game. I had to get up early for work. So looking at the stat line here of some of the players who I would either pick up or be playing the following week. We'll go with the Colts first. Phillip Rivers, 308 yards and a touchdown. I guess it's not a bad game. I guess he got like 15 points. I don't think he's a startable quarterback unless you're in like a 14 team or 16 team league. I wouldn't be starting Phillip Rivers. I just don't think he has enough receiving wild weapons. Naheem Hines, that seemed to have been the best player of the night for the Colts yesterday, 12 rushes, 70 yards, and a touchdown. And he also had 5 receptions for 45 yards and a touchdown, so 2 touchdowns, and overall about 115 total yards. That's a pretty good day for Naheem Hines. Jordan Wilkins, another disappointing, 8 for 28. I wouldn't be trusting him anytime soon. And Jonathan Taylor, 7 carries for 12 yards, and I believe he had 2 catches for 25. Again, they're not using him right, and they're just not using him enough. Whether he's in the doghouse with the coach, I do not know. A couple receivers. Michael Pittman had a decent game. 7 receptions for 101 yards. He would be the only one of the receivers that I would be looking to play in the upcoming weeks. Zach Pascal, 4 for 33. T.Y. Hilton, 4 for 40. I don't think T.Y. Hilton scored a touchdown this year. One tight end they have, Trey Burton. 3 catches for 24 yards. Nothing great. I know Jack Doyle was out. I'm not sure if Allie Collins played. I don't think so. The kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship, had a decent game. He had a 2 for 2. I think he had 10 overall points, so not bad for the kicker if you had him. The defense, I know, blocked a punt, I think, for a touchdown. So the Colts defense, and they only gave up 17 points, so they actually had a pretty decent game. Now over to the Titans side. Ryan Tannehill had 147 yards passing and a touchdown. That's not great at all. I guess the Colts defense had something to do with it. I wouldn't be playing Tannehill. He's had at least 2 bad games in a row. Derrick Henry had a decent game, 19 for 103. Juju Smith had 1 rush for a yard and a touchdown. It saved his night. I'm glad I played him in one league, and also glad I didn't play him in another. The receivers on the Titans, Corey Davis actually had the best game. 5 catches for 67 yards. It was understandable if he didn't have a bad game because he lost his brother the night before to cancer, I believe. A.J. Brown had 1 catch in the, I believe, the first quarter, 1 for 25, and didn't catch a pass the rest of the game. Juju Smith only had 2 catches and 14 yards, but what saved him is his rushing touchdown. Steven Gostkowski had a 50-yard field goal, but he also missed another field goal. I can't believe he's still on the team missing all these field goals. The defense, I believe, didn't get any points because they gave up 34. I think they had 0. I don't know what's going on with the Titans. I would have picked them for this game. They've had a couple bad games in a row now, so I'll look for them to bounce back. So anyway, that's the recap of Thursday's game. Probably tomorrow I might have some injury updates, I think I'll do. Get ready for week 10 on Sunday. Hopefully everybody have a good night. I will talk to you later. Bye.